The Barnes Foundation has launched a mobile app that allows kids to interact with the world-famous collection of modernist art in Philadelphia. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that it furthers the Barnes educational mission.
There is no fun in museum. For many years, fine art museums have relegated gaming and interactivity to children's museums, reserving their own galleries for quiet contemplation. But that's now changing, says Lynn Berkowitz. She's the manager of family programming at the Barnes Foundation.
Coming here is a joyful, fun experience. It's very much in the legacy that Dr. Barnes played with these arrangements in a way that tickled his fancy.
For 3 years, Berkowitz has been working on building a mobile application called Keys to the Collection, so anyone around the world can virtually explore the Barnes collection, and families inside the galleries can use it as well. She demonstrated it for reporters in a gallery full of children.
Dr. Barnes has gone on a vacation and put Fidel, his beloved dog, in charge, and he needs help, your help with your avatar, to restore the room.
Barnes really did have a dog named Fidel, who here guides users through a series of games based on the colors, shapes, and lines seen in the art hanging on the walls. Technically, the app was developed by designers at Drexel University's School of Education. Its former dean, Bill Lynch, says gaming is aligned with the educational philosophy of John Dewey, who was a close colleague of Albert Barnes.
But what Dewey emphasized was engagement and experience. One of the things that game-based learning environments provide is the engagement factor and the experiential factor of being able to facilitate creativity and transformative learning.
The app can be downloaded to any Apple device for free. The Barnes Foundation can provide a limited number of iPod touches to gallery visitors. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.